Living in danger with the wife about to explode at any moment, this is the Bugcast, episode 77. Time is 17 minutes past 9. The date, Friday the 25th of September. And you're listening to...
The Bugcast, episode 77.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No.
Hi, everybody, and welcome along to The Bugcast, episode 77. Wow, that was a very cracking song, wasn't it?
Yes.
Who was it?
It was Q-Ball, I Hope You're Happy Now. Q-Ball appeared on the show a few weeks ago. I Hope You're Happy Now comes from his second album, Fortune Favours the Bald. That's the bald, not the bold. Again, he's based in New York City. He's an electro pop musician. And there was one cracking review that I had to say. It said that it proves that there is good, interesting pop music being made, which isn't pretentious, swat, shallow tripe, and actually has some depth and feeling.
That was difficult, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason that I chose that song to play this evening is directly as a result of the feedback that John gave us last week when he said that the previous week's track, which was also Cueball, was a blinder. So John,
and a mutual friend of ours actually went and bought his CD.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me about that one. Ian, I don't know whether you will be listening. Hopefully you will be. Ian from what used to be Middlesex, which I think is now classified as Greater London, went out and actually bought the Cueball album as a direct result of hearing it on the show.
He didn't actually go out. He ordered it over the internet.
You know what I mean. He partied with his cold, hard earned. That's the one. Cold hard cash. I was trying to mix my metaphors there.
Mm-hmm.
Class. So yes, that was a good song. So how is everybody? It's been a cracking week. The weather's been nice. Did it rain? I don't think it did it?
Last night it did.
It did. And
we
the
had
night
three
before.
Randoms in our building because it was raining outside.
Three what?
Three randoms. Three random teenagers just running amok.
Randoms.
Yes.
Indeed.
Well, they weren't random amok, but they were starting to get a little bit frustrating.
Excellent. Right, well, thank you, as always, to the guys from the Dumb Down Life for the use of their Shoutcast server. And thank you also to the people who are currently in the chat room. We have quite a full house today.
Yes, we have you.
Hello, me.
We have Ian. We have Lisa. We have Pete Coble.
Kodja!
We have me. We have Davey. We have Nicole. We have Darren. And we have Helly.
We didn't start off with those names, though, did we?
No,
we had Bugcast fan number one and Bugcast fan number two. Now, whether that means they are members of a Bugcast fan club and they are members numbers one and two, or we had the number one fan and the number two fan, why weren't they both number one fans?
Oh, terrible.
Not
No.
At all.
But then again, what happened when we first saw those names? What was the instant thing we said? Oh, that'll be
Nick and Darren.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, because they try it every week.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a bit
predictable.
That's the word. Yes, as are we. Right. You've been reading a book, haven't you?
Yes, I've been reading Dan Brown.
Yes, called?
The Lost Symbol.
This is going to be a difficult segment, isn't it?
No.
I'm going to prompt you all the way along.
No, I bought it when it came out. I finished it. I guessed a very big part of it about a third of the way through, and I was quite happy when I was proved right. Very good. Lots of thinking stuff, but again, Dan Brown does what he normally does and states everything as fact, but he kind of twists things to make them fact.
Yes. Which seems to be quite a common thing with certain types of authors. But I suppose that all comes out of the heading of creative license.
Yes. But then again, a lot of the books are all about secrets and ancient things, and it's all things that other people have discussed over the years.
Yeah.
But I think what happens is he uses the bits here and there for his own means, basically.
And yeah, the thing with Dan Brown, I mean, I've never read his books, and to be honest with you, I don't really have any intention to do so. But from the things that I've picked up from other people, a lot of his writing seems to be based on the, okay, controversial statement coming on, the research of other people. Is that fair?
Yes, but this isn't like him. I mean, these are research that everybody can have access to.
No, but
it's all the kind of things that people have heard of in bits and bobs, and it'll be legends and mysteries and things.
Mm.
But then he takes that and he spins it, and it's an enjoyable read anyway.
Yeah, but he dramatises
yes
the research and the legends and the theories rather than exploring their validity.
But then again, he doesn't want to know if they're valid or not. If it suits his story, then fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I mean, if anyone's not read the book, it is quite good. If they like The Da Vinci Code, they will like The Lost Symbol. But Davey's just said the thing with Dan Brown is that people assume that the facts are all entirely true. The thing with Dan Brown books is at the beginning he always says everything in here is fact, And you start reading, you start thinking, oh, that's interesting. And you realise, no, hang on, it's a fiction book.
Exactly. And so a fiction book that starts with the phrase, everything here is fact.
And the point is, the things are fact, but it's the way it's spun.
Yeah.
Is not the fact. So that makes sense? He's using factual things in a fictional way, but people can't separate the two.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as long as you don't read it and then suddenly change your entire outlook in life, then and realise it is fiction, it's a good yarn, and it might pose questions and make you think of things. But then again, if you think of things, go and actually look at the factual parts of that rather than take that as gospel.
But people think they're reading fact because the first line of the book says, this book is fact.
Then those people are a little bit...
It's a bit of a tangled web, isn't it, though? If you're reading a work of fiction that says this is fact, you're going to read that and think, oh, this actually might be true.
But then again, any books like that, you think about it. I mean, I'm a big Twilight fan, but I like Twilight, but I know that there aren't vampires there and they don't sparkle, but there are people who cannot see Robert Pattinson as Robert Pattinson. He is Edward Cullen, and that is the scary thing, that people can't separate fact from fiction.
My eye has just been drawn to a particular video on our rack.
Not the Mother's Guide.
That's a DVD. No, the particular video I've been drawn to is entitled Ghost Watch. Now, I'm going to pause for effect here because I'm going to give people a chance to think to themselves.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness, I remember that now.
I do
remember
that.
The Ghost Watch was a fakeumentary.
So would you like to know? I watched the entire Ghost Watch and I believed the entire thing.
Yep.
Until I jumped up and think, hang on a minute, the ghost is credited at the end.
Exactly.
And that's the only reason why I realised it was...
I actually thought it was... I was blinded by its genius. That it also... No, these are people that I'd grown up with. You know, Michael Parkinson, Mike Smith, Sarah Green, Craig Charles was in it, wasn't he?
Not sure.
Might have been. You know, these are all people that, you know, I'd grown up with and... And sorry, Caroline's taking the opportunity from while I'm waffling to eat some dinner. And you know, these are people that I trust and people who I believe in, and they're doing the whole ghosty thing. And I'm watching it and I'm believing what I'm seeing. It's apparently live. Okay, it wasn't. It was actually recorded about, I don't know, 6 months before we watched it. But
it was a blind for its time, though.
Hmm. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, nowadays, you wouldn't think twice of a prank program like that. But
that's the reason
then,
they put it together. They put it together specifically for that reason, to try and catch people out.
And it did.
Mm, it did. Wow, that was an impromptu discussion.
Although, speaking about
Dan
Brown book, and there was one little line in it that said Twitter writing was on about Twittering and tweets and things, and that just made me remember. I was in a bookshop this week, and I saw not one, not two, but three books dedicated to Twitter. And they weren't very thin books, but to me, Twitter, you log in, you write a few words, as long as it's less than however many, is it 140? And you press send.
Oh, but then you get replies.
But how can people actually write books?
Because Twitter is a complete culture. You know that. It isn't just a case of, oh, I had fried eggs for dinner tonight. Send. That's not where it stops.
The thing is, I have to say, I was too scared to open them up because I just didn't know what I was going to find.
It is worrying. Very worrying.
I wonder if it covers all the spammers that pounce on you.
Yeah, but it probably would do. In fact, that's probably like half the book. You know, spammers, retweeters, automated bots, and people who set up feedback loops in order to up their trends. Sorry, that was specifically for one member of the chat room. I won't say who. bless him. Right, okay. We're going to head on to another couple of songs.
Right. Do I need to introduce the next one?
No, I thought we'd just play them and not say anything.
Right, the next song is One Side Into the Night. One Side are a four-piece all-American Americana indie rock band.
What?
Based in Boston, Massachusetts. Alongside guitar, bass, drums and vocals, there's also a banjo. And in fact, one review described them as jazzy banjo-driven rock. Into the Night comes from their debut album entitled First to Last.
Can I please suggest the next time you're writing stuff to read out that you actually are able to read it?
What do you mean?
Banjo jim driven what?
Jazzy, sorry, Jazzy, banjo, driven, rock.
And what's it called?
Into the Night.
You're seeing things that are not there. Contempt in your 100-yard stare. Waiting for the setting of the sun. With every breeze you fall asleep. With all the friends and hours you keep. Stumbling in for the morning light. Takes you by.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I can run, I can fly, jump at the sky. I'm getting good exercise. I can fail, I can fall, and learn from it all. Use it to make me wise. If there's a lesson inside, even losing my pride, finding out that I was wrong. It all turns for the good if it's understood. I shouldn't have to wait too long to learn.
For the price I pay, and it's usually fine, even wasting my time, long as I can find a way to grow. But I know if I only see what I dreamed you could be, Photoshop the you I knew, you were so beautiful. I retouch so much cruel. Red eye turns to blue. Every time I forgive the way that you live, it's like I do tricks for you. I could try for the prize, but the ring's the wrong size. Never gonna make it through. Wanna win something big, but the carnival's rigged, and every piece of bling is trash. You can rattle your keys and make me say please, as if I need a hallway pass to leave. But I'm free if I only see what I dreamed you could be. Photoshop the you I knew, you were so beautiful. Retouch so much cruel. Red eye turns to blue. Red eye turns.
That was David Wilcox, Red Eye. Red Eye comes from David Wilcox's album Open Hand, which was recorded in 7 days from start to finish in December 2008. He says that there was no computer tricks used, just four human beings playing music together, and all songs on the album were recorded live, so what you hear is exactly what was played. Open Hand is David Wilcox's 16th album release. And on his website, he has over 100 tracks that people can listen to, all of which he not only sings, but also wrote.
Awesome. I really enjoyed that. That was a very well put together song. To say that they've actually recorded it live rather than putting it together in the normal kind of like studio production techniques. And yeah, the style, very nice.
Yes, very mellow.
Yeah. And of course, it's different for you this week because you can actually hear the music, can't you?
Yes. I've finally been anointed with headphones.
Well, headphones weren't the problem. It was somewhere to plug them in that was the issue. went to Maplin's last weekend and bought a single cable for £6.99. And now all the glory of the Bugcast is available to inject into Caroline's ears alive.
Yes.
Awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Social events. For some reason, I have been inundated with social events in the next sort of 2 months or so, some of which I already would have done anyway, but a lot of other ones I've been invited to all around the same kind of six-week period, and it's presented a few problems of scheduling. Now, for those of you that are regular listeners, you'll know already that the first and second Tuesday of each month, the Hull and Scunthorpe Doncaster Linux user groups. So I'll be doing those anyway. Lug Radio Live is happening on the 24th of October. It's a Saturday. And I'm not going to that one because of all the other stuff that's going on as well. And there's also the Og Camp on the 25th, which is an unconference kind of joined together with the Linux Outlaws and Ubuntu UK podcast guys, but it's going to be an amazing event. I'm quite sad not to be able to make it, but I think under the circumstances, it's probably best if I don't. There's also, keep on the geeky theme for a second, a release party for the next version of Ubuntu sometime at the end of October. I don't know whether it's actually been finalised yet, but I would like to go to that once it's been done. However, that might clash with my school reunion.
Ooh.
Mm, which you're going to, aren't you?
Yes.
Mm. That should be really good. That's on the 31st of October. And had I been going to Lug Radio, I would have bought Alan Popey a pint. But hopefully he'll be going to the school reunion instead, so we'll buy him a pint there. That's going to be a good one. We'll be an overnight jobby. We'll drop the kids off at my mum's, hopefully. We've got to ask her tomorrow, so hopefully mum's not listening to this now and hearing this request for the first time. Then there's a computer fair in Hull on the 15th of November that I've said I would like to be involved in. So lots of geeky stuff.
He just wants to leave me.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I've found this new social life and I want to go and explore it. I want to be free. Sorry. Yeah. And then an event which I have to say that aside from the school reunion, another event that I am seriously, seriously looking forward to. And that is the pod crawl. The pod crawl is happening on the 21st of November, which is a Saturday, in London. And as it might suggest, it's a pub crawl for podcasters. And it's roughly a 12-hour thing between midday and midnight, give or take an hour. But I won't be doing the whole thing because I'm going down on the train in the morning and then coming back on the train in the afternoon. Why are you looking like that?
Notice I wasn't invited.
You are invited.
You've never invited me. You were making all these plans to go on your own.
But you're a podcaster. You can come down as well.
No. Wasn't me.
You're not exactly much of a drinker. Although if you did come, you could drive.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come along, you can come along.
No. Don't go quiet. Okay, people think the podcast might have ended.
I'm sleeping on the couch tonight, it would seem. yes, I'm really looking forward to that. And other cast poodles. Come along, Caroline, says Pete.
Maybe.
For those of you who don't know Caroline, the word maybe means I'll think about it in perpetuity. So she'll never actually make a decision.
Bollocks.
Right, I really need to implement the explicit tag for the iTunes side of the feed.
Excuse me, I didn't actually swear, I just intimated.
Oh dear. Okay. I think injecting a co-host into this show might have been a good idea.
You had the look then.
I did. Okay. Yes, not really the kind of thing I should be saying to the person I have to live with. Yes. Now, I made a boo-boo because I didn't actually spot this song until... Yeah, sorry, I forgot to say. We're playing a song in a minute, darling, so you'll have to stop eating.
Nom-nom, okay.
No, actually, there's a point you have to say nom-nom-nom in a minute. Yes, last Saturday was Software Freedom Day, as well as being International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Now, the that sounded like a cat. Meow. The irony of having a day celebrating the freedom of software along with a day promoting piracy, it wasn't lost on a lot of people, and there was quite a few comments about that on the day. But yes, Saturday just gone was International Talk Like a Pirate Day. And I missed out on opportunity of playing a rather fantastic song.
Yes. This is my bit, isn't it?
It is.
So, this is Tom Smith, Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's this week's comedy song. Tom hails from Ann Arbor, Michigan, USA. On his website, he explains that he's done pretty much every style from operatic to hip-hop to techno. On his MySpace, he says he plays every music style except from dull. Tom's also a contributor to FUMP, which has appeared a bit before with a funny music project.
Yes.
Talk Like a Pirate Day is from his album And They Say I've Got Talent. Tom's also a big supporter of podcasting, and he's quite happy for all his tracks played with a few provisos, and one of them is to mention his website, which is www.tomsmithonline.com.
Which, of course, will be in the show notes as well. Yes. Do I take the mickey out of you too much?
No, I'm used to it anyway.
Gar.
And I give you as good as I get.
Most days are like all of the others. Go to work, come back home, watch TV. But brother, if I had me druthers, I'd chuck it and head out to sea. For I dream of the skull and the crossbones. I dream of the great day to come, when I dump the mundane for the old Spanish main and trade me computer for rum. Arr to me, yo ho, yo ho, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. When laptops are benches God gave us for wenches, and a sail ain't a low price to pay. When timbers are shivered and lilies are livered and every last buckle is swashed, we'll abandon our cars for a ship full of R's and pound back the grog till we're sloshed, yo ho.
Hey, anybody seen me keys?
Just off the coast of Florida, matey, arr.
Don't pick up your phone and say hello. Our 10 o'clock meeting's delayed.
You scrunch up your face and you bellow. Avast, you've been bleeding belayed.
You can't keep this fun to yourself, I bet.
So sing,
I-R-A,
every man. We ain't got much grasp of the alphabet, but a damn good retirement plan. To me, yo ho, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. Whatever's in fashion is in for a thrashing, and being polite is passé. When it's every man's duty to grab his proud beauty and let out a hearty yo-ho. And if this offends you, hold your breath as we send you to Davy Jones' locker. You go yo-ho.
Hey, where is Davy Jones' locker anyway?
Right near Monkey Island, matey.
We'll tell every banker heave to and weigh anchor by latte with pieces of eight. We'll fight to be chosen as cap'n or bosun, the loser of course is worst mate. When we hoist Jolly Roger, the landlubber's dodger, we fill him with loathing and fear. We'll plunder and pillage each city and village,
or at least clean out Walmart of beer.
Ahoy, mateys, and welcome to Iron Chef Pirate. Let's see the secret ingredient. It's barnacles!
Oh, there'll be some cutting-edge cuisine.
Hold still, Polly. I need this for me salad.
Alas there, me bucko, you need carrot shavings.
Oh, carrot.
but, Captain, I be an Atkins.
Aye.
Moron.
And you, what are you doing with that salmon?
I'm grinning it on a hunk of cedar. What do you think?
You can't do that in a Japanese stir-fry, you bilge rat.
Oh, ho, you never heard of walking the plank?
There ain't no computing nor morning commuting. No parking lot full signs for me. No lawns to be mowing or bills to be owing. I'm knowing the pull of the sea. The fresh salty brace of the wind on my face through hurricanes, sunshine, or squalls. I'm keeping my eyes on the distant horizon. Verizon can hold all my calls.
To wear a red coat full of buckles, to earn a few dueling scars. Well, at least we can get a few chuckles by filling the office with ours. And maybe we'll never get closer than watching them on the big screen. So here's to old Errol
and deaf as Jack Sparrow
and every damn one in between. To me, yo ho, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. That time in September when sea dogs remember that grown-ups still know how to play.
when wenches are curvy and dogs are all scurvy
and a software patch covers your eye.
To hell with our jobs, for one day we're all swabs and buccaneers all till we die. So hoist up the mainsails and shut down your brain cells, they only would get in the way.
Avast there, me hearty, we're having a party.
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day. Yo-ho!
All right, me buckos, we've got a new retirement plan.
What's it called, Captain?
A 401R.
A nice office, matey. Who designed it?
An architect. I've got a stuff at the store on me way home.
Where are you going, Target?
No, Marshall Fields.
Incoming message, Captain.
Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Romeo.
Whose side are they on?
Our side, of course. Now you're pushing it.
Oh, so I've gone too far.
Created a monster I have.
No, that's talking like Yoda.
Gar!
Hi, this is Chris Jurgensen, and you're listening to the one, the only Bugcast.
If I were to write you a song, how would I know where to start? Something to do with my heart and you. If I were to sing you the words, I would sing soft in your ear. Any excuse to be try to describe where this feeling's taking me.
Thank you.
that was Phoenix Williams and Everything Is Good. Phoenix was born in Blackpool, but she's now based in Brighton.
Ooh. Oh, don't tell Pete.
She says that her songs are a reflection of who she is and what she's experienced so far. She really likes the idea of sharing her songs and likes to think that if someone loves them as much as she does, then her strong desire to connect through her song is a successful one. Everything Good is described as being a declaration of love, and it's from her album Wait and See.
Well, I think on that basis alone, she's been successful. That was an awesome song. I really, 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 really like that.
Yes. One of her songs is featured in a film.
Was it?
Yes. But I can't remember which the song is and what the film is, but that's quite a good accolade for, you know, someone who's unsigned, as it were.
It's quite surprising. I'm certainly picking up a lot of vibes of independent artists appearing on film soundtracks, but not in prominent positions.
Yeah, but I think a lot of researchers doing films are always on the lookout for that, something that's different, something that's new, something that's not been...
Something that absolutely fits the mood of the film, which yes. often you don't get from commercial music.
Correct.
Mm. Awesome stuff. Well, I have to say that the person that went through and picked out all these songs we played today must be an absolute genius, because I loved absolutely every single one of them.
Did you pick them all out?
Every single one.
He doesn't give me that option, you see.
No, what did I say to you before we started the show?
One day you'll be able to control it.
No, before that. Yeah, one day, Rodney, this will all be yours. No, about you can do the emailing and getting in contact with... Because one of my other colleagues, Kimmy, has employed... in quotes, because I don't think they're getting paid for it, an assistant to do all the contact for artists and such like. And you did actually say yourself, you know, you wouldn't mind trying to do that.
Yes. Sorry. Nom, nom,
nom. Oh, talking of which, I have some feedback. Or we have some feedback, should I say. first bit of feedback was from Rowley from Dark Compass. And he said in his original email, "Hi Dave, great show as usual. However, you still got this thing where it won't play on an iPhone or an iPod Touch. Have you talked to your software people yet?" Now, this is off the back of an email exchange I had with him earlier in the week about the fact that the show doesn't play on iPods and iPhones. Certainly the iPod Touch, sorry, and iPhones. And I've been battling for the last, 8 weeks to try and find out what the problem is. Anyway, you don't have to like, anyway, through with Rody's help and also with Pete Kogel, who's in the chat room at the moment, we've managed to find the problem and it has been resolved. It's a little bit of extra work on my part in terms of the final production for the show post edit. However, it does mean that the show will work correctly on iPod Touches and iPhones from this week onwards.
Woohoo!
Because I know there are a number of people that listen to my show on an iPod.
I don't.
Oh, sorry.
You don't listen to the show anyway.
Part of it, so it doesn't...
You've been listening to the bit... You won't go and listen to the show again, though, will you?
Not this one, no. But no. I have in the past listened
to it. Yeah, true. So we could put this on in the car when we go to Evesham tomorrow. I got the look again. So thank you very much indeed for the feedback. Thank you for your help also. And the same obviously goes to Pete as well. Also had an email from Keith. Now, Keith has written into the show before, I'm sure. He's also been in the chat room a couple of times. And he writes in a message entitled "That There Bugcast Thingy." "Dear Dave," open brackets, "and Caroline," close brackets. "Yes, it's Keith from the good old Ash Manor days, my school. Hope all is well with you and the family. Having caught up on recent podcasts, I was interested to hear your deliberations over the chat music mix. As a semi-regular listener, I thought I'd drop you my thoughts. I had mentally prepared a small essay on why I listen to your podcast, but the short of it is that the music comes second for me. The main attraction is listening to what's going on in Lee Mansions, a kind of podcast nosy neighbour, if you will. So I was very pleased to hear that these will still form part of the regular podcast. I'd definitely be interested in seeing how you're chewing the fat, cue Caroline going,
nom nom nom,
podcast works out." We didn't rehearse that, can you tell? It's certainly worth a try just to see how it goes. And if it doesn't work out, then no harm done. I have a mental image of it being like those face-to-face parts in Alas, Smith and Jones. Now, we said that, didn't we?
Yeah.
We said that right at the very beginning.
Only I'm hoping I'm a bit more attractive than Smith and Jones.
I don't know. Griff's quite nice. Sorry. Yeah, moving swiftly onwards. One of the things that we're going to do next week, particularly as I've got a podcast for AMP, a segment for AMP, and also a segment for Made in the UK that I've got to record next week, is sort out one of the desks in the dining room as a kind of like studio thingy. Because at the moment I'm perched on the end of a sofa, but bum's gone numb, basically with my nose into a microphone, whereas Caroline's sitting down, laying back with her feet up on the recliner with headphones on and a microphone in her hand, which is obviously more comfortable for you, but it certainly wouldn't be comfortable for me.
Well,
because I like to be
courses for courses, you know.
Of course it is. Of course it is. I like to be sat up and active and, you know, talking into a microphone rather than. It's really odd actually talking into a fixed microphone than it is with a headset mic.
I found it really weird talking to a fixed one.
Yeah, because.
But I'm quite happy with the microphone job because then I can take it away when I'm eating and not.
Yeah,
but and I'm not headbutting something that's right in front of my face.
Oh, I see it. Right. Okay. No. Yeah. When I meant fixed microphone, I meant a proper microphone like this one, as opposed to a. Of course, nobody on the podcast can see what I just did.
Customer service style
headset boom, which it doesn't matter where I'm pointing my head, because a lot of the time when I'm talking, I tend to sort of lean backwards and face the sky because it helps the concentration thing.
How can you face the sky when we've got like. Roofs and ceilings and
the sky's still there and it's still in the same direction.
You're saying you can see it through an extra level, a roof?
No, I didn't say see the sky. I said face the sky.
I see. Reading too much Dan Brown, you know, taking things literally and not literally. And...
Yes, indeed. Right, okay, where's my sheet gone? There it is. Okay, so the podcast episode number 78 will be broadcast live on Friday the 2nd of October in the podcast chat room, which you can find at thepodcast.org/live. Don't forget, as always, you can visit the website at www.thepodcast.org for more information about the show and the artists played. And you can also send feedback to feedback@thepodcast.org. So that pretty much wraps it up. Thank you very much indeed for being here. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks also to those people that are listening on the recorded podcasty version. I don't like to leave you guys out because you're as important as the people that are sitting in the chat room now listening to me speaking live.
And I'll thank myself, shall I? Because you forgot me.
No, I haven't. It's on my list. In fact, you jumped the gun a bit. Don't have ideas above your station. Thank you, obviously, to Caroline for helping produce the show and also for being here and co-hosting. I have to agree with everybody that has said so far that, you know, Caroline does make a big difference to the show. And it would seem...
When I'm not putting you off, that is.
It's different now because you're kind of supposed to be putting me off, which doesn't put me off.
Yes. I'm not flashing like I used to do.
I've never said that.
You intimated it enough.
But I've never said it.
Obviously, I meant flashing my wonderful, dazzling smile.
No one believes you. No one at all. I was about to say something then. What was I going to say? Yes, it would appear as though Caroline is going to join me for hosting AMPT episode 199, which I am told... in the history of the show, will be the first time that the show has been co-hosted by a producer's wife.
Ooh, a producer's wife? You mean a podcaster's wife? Oh, no, because you're producing, sorry.
Well, or a podcaster's wife, whichever. Equally as valid. so, yeah, that could be a good one. I know I've had a couple of positive suggestions in that regard, so it should be good. Right, we're going to head out with our last song now. Now... Last week, we had some feedback from Chris Jurgensen saying thanks for playing his song, which I can't remember which one it was now. That was naughty of me. But
it was a good one.
All of his songs are good. But he mentioned in his email last week that one of his tracks had been featured in an Australian film called Regrets. That song was...
Chris Jurgensen's Sweet Melissa. Now, regular listeners know that Chris Jurgensen is not only a friend of the show, but he sort of appears in almost every show. because he's like the theme tune. And Dave kind of split hairs that it was different between the theme tune and artist, but he is still played quite regularly.
He's still a friend of the show for that reason, though.
Oh, yes. And obviously, Bug Lips is fantastic. Sweet Melissa is from the same album as Bug Lips, which is Big Bad Son, which was released in 2005.
It's occurred to me, I don't think I've ever actually played the song from end to end, Bug Lips that is, without interruption.
Did you know that Bug Lips was a song that was dedicated to somebody, a drummer?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okie dokie.
I will, by the end of the song, tell you who it was dedicated to. Because I did have it in my head and I've...
Okay, so to play us out, Chris Jurgensen and Sweet Melissa. See ya.
Bye.
Sad moon a crawling across the blackest sky. Tries to point me my way home. Sad moon a crawling across the darkest night. And the voice, it's the same, and it calls out your name, my sweet Melissa. In the western sky, tries to ease my worried mind. Big moon a sinking in the western sky, and the wind through the trees keeps on begging you, please, my sweet Melissa. Without you by my side, my sweet Melissa.